This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinx.
My name's Danny Wicks. I'm from Portsmouth. I'm 26 years old and I'm on the Plumbing 6129 course and I'm currently on week 6.
Hi, Danny.
Hello.
So, Danny, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was working for a solar company, fitting thermal solar panels. I was doing that for 3 years. Work currently just dried up, so obviously I took the next step to get qualified as a plumber. And hopefully pursue that career again sometime.
So, have you always been interested in plumbing then?
Yeah, I've always been interested in plumbing.
Okay, so have you been doing any, have you got any like plumbing experience or have you been doing any practical work outside of your course then?
Yeah, since I've been on the course, I've managed to fit 3 bathrooms, one for my mother, and I've had 2 private jobs that I've been able to do myself.
So have you found doing that work, those 3 jobs, helping your course then, helping your understanding?
I'd say the course has made me understand more about being out doing the job rather than being out doing the job to help me understand the course more.
You mentioned you did 2 private jobs for other people.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about them, like sort of how you managed to arrange that and how you went about it?
Well, it was from a friend who was working on a customer's house. He rang me up and asked me if I'd like to go down and take a radiator off the wall for him so he can do some plastering, which then led on to me being asked to fit the bathroom in the same property.
Okay, so you're on your practical training at the moment.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Yeah, I'm finding it good. The tutors are pretty good down here, friendly. Learned quite a lot of stuff that I didn't know before, which I thought didn't exist, sort of thing, if you understand what I'm saying. But yeah, it's pretty good.
So you're on your 6th week, I understand, yeah, of practical training. Can you tell us what you've been doing in those 6 weeks and how you found it?
Yeah, started off doing like soldering, practicing soldering and pipe bending. Then moved on to like fitting bathrooms and stuff and doing airing cupboards, vented cylinders and airing cupboards. Now I'm on week 6, just started lead, doing the flashings around the chimney, front apron and the back gutter. Learned how to weld lead as well, so it's been pretty good.
What are your plans then when you've finished your course? Say you've got your qualifications, you've graduated, you've finished everything. What are your plans?
I'm hoping to get on with a company so I can gain more experience out on site, which I think I'll need to do. Get a bit of confidence and then see where I'll go from there, really. Hopefully in the future start my own business and work for myself.
So, Danny, you're someone that's decided to change career.
Yeah.
If someone's listening to this and are thinking of retraining as a plumber or an electrician, what have you got any advice for them, what they should do?
Well, if you're thinking about doing it, then I'll just go for it. Ain't worth just thinking about it and not doing it. If you want to do it, then go for it, because at the end of the day, you're going to get a qualification. It's obviously going to further your career more in the future.
Okay, Danny. So if you had to basically sum up then for us, your whole course, the whole practical training and your whole experience, what would you say?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Really glad I've done it. Took that step to progress. Like I say, if you want to do it, you just do it. It's worth doing. I don't know, that's where I'll stay, really.
No, that's great, Danny. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.